The Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving. HAExchange.com. And from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
My name is Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today's program, we'll be listening to the music of the singer, songwriter, and guitarist, the British musician Dave Mason.
Many ways to reach you, though you're far away. All the little things we do, the little things we say. I miss you like I miss the sun. I need you every day. As I turn round to look at you, and you look back my way.
Thank you.
Dave Mason from his 1970 album called Alone Together. Dave Mason wrote that song with the drummer Jim Capaldi. Dave Mason has a fascinating musical career. He's like intertwined with so many different musicians that I love. Like Leon Russell was playing piano on that track. It's an interesting story. Dave Mason is British. He was born in 1945 in Worcester, England. And in 1964, he starts his own band called The Hellions. And this is when he starts to work with Jim Capaldi, who's a drummer and a singer in that first band called The Hellions. And, you know, I talked about how the Beatles went to Hamburg, Germany in the early 60s, and how they were playing in clubs in Hamburg to really develop as a band. Well, you know, they weren't the only British band that did that. Dave Mason takes his band Hellions with Jim Capaldi, and they're playing at the Star Club in Hamburg in 1964, just a couple of years after the Beatles had come through there. And the very same time that they're playing in Hamburg, Germany, another British band called the Spencer Davis Group is also playing at the very same club. And the Spencer Davis Group has Steve Winwood playing, okay? And that's how they meet each other. So Dave Mason and Steve Winwood in the spring of 1967, they start a legendary band called Traffic. Now, I've done some shows about Steve Winwood, and we've heard a lot of the Traffic music. Dave Mason was one of the founding members. He was only with the band for their very first three studio albums. In 1967, they kind of all move into a house together in this communal sort of democratic collective kind of thing. And they record their debut album, the Traffic album, called Mr. Fantasy. And Dave Mason writes a song called Hole in My Shoe. We're about to listen to that song. But you know, there's some sort of agitation going on, and he gets disillusioned and he quits the band right before the album gets released in 1967. So he's not even on the cover of Mr. Fantasy, okay? So, but you know, as life has it, a few months later he comes back to the band and they release their second album in 1968 titled Traffic. And one of Dave Mason's most famous songs, and I know you know this song, it's called Feeling All Right. Dave Mason wrote that song and recorded it with Traffic and released it in 1968. It was also a really big hit for Joe Cocker, and it's been covered by a lot of different people. But Dave Mason wrote it. We're going to listen to that recording from that second album with Traffic. Dave Mason goes on to record one more studio album with Traffic in 1969 called The Last Exit. Before he finally quits the band for the last time. But you know, there's a lot of stuff going on with him in 1968 and 1969. And we'll get to that after we hear these first two songs we're going to be listening to from Traffic's debut album, Hole in My Shoe, followed up by the Dave Mason composition, Feeling All Right. Dave Mason with Traffic.
Seems I've got to have a change of scene. Cause every night I have the strangest dream. Prison by the way it couldn't be. Left here on my own, or so it seems. I've got to leave before I start to scream. Someone's locked the door and took the key. You're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, you're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, boy, you sure took me for one big ride. And even now I sit and wonder why. But when I think of you I start to cry. Just can't waste my time, I must keep dry. Gotta stop believing in all your lies. Cause there's too much to do before I die. You're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, you're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Felt that way, but that was then and now it's today. Can't get up yet and so I'm here to stay. Till someone comes along and takes my place with a different name, yes, a different face. You're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Feeling all right. That song was written by Dave Mason, recorded with Traffic on their 1968 album. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. We have a lot of really fabulous programming here on this station. I'm really pleased to be able to do the show. And one of my favorite shows, Kay Katarsky, Emotional Rescue. Kay Katarsky is returning to Emotional Rescue tomorrow night from 7:30 to 9 on every Wednesday night. Please welcome Kay back to her regular time. She's been on a bit of a hiatus. It's the return of Emotional Rescue with Kay Katarsky tomorrow night at 7:30. Check it out. All right, so today's show, we're listening to the British musician Dave Mason. All right, that song we just heard, Feeling All Right, 1968 with Traffic. You know, Dave Mason was so involved with all kinds of legendary musicians, and he was actually a really good friend of Jimi Hendrix. And last week's show, I did an entire program on Jimi Hendrix. And one of Hendrix's most famous recordings is All Along the Watchtower, the Bob Dylan song. Well, you know, Dave Mason and Jimmy, they're friends, and they're hanging out in England in 1968. And Dave invites Jimmy along to a party somewhere in London, and they're together at the party, and that's the very first time that night that Jimi Hendrix hears All Along the Watchtower by Bob Dylan. So they're at this party, Dave Mason, Jimi Hendrix. They listen to All Along the Watchtower by Bob Dylan, and Hendrix just loses his mind, and he says, oh my God, we have to record this song tonight. They leave the party and they go to Olympic Studios in Southwest London, and they record on the Electric Ladyland album. They record that famous song, All Along the Watchtower, and Dave Mason is playing guitar on that track with Jimi Hendrix. So, you know, Dave Mason has such an amazing career. He never did reach the superstar status of a lot of the people that he was so intimately involved with, you know, but he's really the musician's musician, and it's a pleasure to be able to listen to his music. So All Along the Watchtower, we really owe a debt. He turned Jimi Hendrix onto that song, and then he recorded his own version of the Bob Dylan classic song. So I thought it would be great to listen to that song right now. This is from Dave Mason's self-titled album. This is a 1974 recording of All Along the Watchtower, Dave Mason. Oh, All Along the Watchtower. That's Bob Dylan's song. Dave Mason from his self-titled 1974 album. So, you know, I was saying that Dave Mason originally recorded that song with Jimi Hendrix back in 1968 on the Electric Ladyland album. That same year, 1968, Dave Mason is also playing with the Rolling Stones on their quintessential Beggar's Banquet album. You know, he didn't receive any credits on the album, but he's playing on that record. It's an interesting time, 1968, you know, Traffic releases their second album. And, you know, Dave Mason quits the band again. He joins them again in time for their third album. And then he leaves the band again for good. So 68, 69, there's just like this real musical soup going on. It's pretty interesting. When Traffic breaks up in 1968, Steve Winwood leaves Traffic and joins up with Eric Clapton to form a band called Blind Faith. And Dave Mason joins up with Delaney and Bonnie and Friends. So they all tour together. You know, Blind Faith is this super group with Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood and Rick Gretsch. And they're touring, and Delaney and Bonnie is the opening act for Blind Faith. So it's all very interesting what's going on in that year. And so Blind Faith is only together 1 year. And Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood, they all break up. But what happens is Eric Clapton and Dave Mason break off and decide to start their own band. And they start Derek and the Dominoes, which becomes one of the most famous albums Eric Clapton ever recorded. You know, the song Layla. You know, Derek and the Dominoes, right before they go into the recording studio, you know, Dave Mason, Eric Clapton playing dual guitars, Dave Mason quits the band. He quits the band. So Eric Clapton has a major hit with that album. At the same time that Delaney and Bonnie and Bramlett and Blind Faith are touring around, George Harrison is also jamming with all these guys. That whole time in 1969, 1970. And so, you know, George Harrison hasn't formally left the Beatles, but the Beatles officially break up in 1970. And when George Harrison records his very first solo album called All Things Must Pass, Dave Mason is playing all over that album with George Harrison. So it's interesting, 1969, 1970, just like one of the most creative periods in the life of so many different musicians. And in 1970, in the middle of all this creative activity, Dave Mason moves away. He moves away from London. He moves out to California. And he signs with a label called Blue Thumb Records. And he records a solo album called Alone Together. And this is an amazing album. We're about to listen to three songs from this album. And the way Alone Together came together is he really, it's the same band that Eric Clapton used on Derek and the Dominoes. It's the same band that Delaney, Bonnie, and Bramlett were playing with. So now Dave Mason gets the same band, which consists of Leon Russell on piano, the bass player Carr Rattle, and the drummer Jim Gordon, with a backup singer Rita Coolidge. And he records one of the most amazing albums I've ever heard called Alone Together. The song that we heard at the top of the hour, Look at You, Look at Me, that was from this album. We're about to hear three tracks called Only You Know and I Know, You Shouldn't Have Took More Than You Gave, and The World in Changes. All these songs are Dave Mason compositions from his solo album called Alone Together. Dave Mason.
So don't refuse to believe.
Oscar for this old play. You read it and not feeling what you say. Coming on just over me to stay. Oh, yeah. Interpret what you see in any way. When the things are still the same, till you get the one son or someone else to live again. Took my folks could be lazy if they weren't so crazy. And I wasn't following you. Running in circles won't find me no purpose. It's right here with you and what I do. Bathing us, watching the changes in you. We'll turn for a new day in search of a new way. But are you sure that it will do? World in changes, still going through. I've got a lot to learn about. Me, I'll tell the truth, 'cause I can't pretend. Oh, find yourself a real friend, and then you nearly reach the end of all of this running round with you. World in changes, still going through. I've got a lot to learn about you.
Dave Mason, World in Changes. That's from his 1970 Alone Together album. That album was released on the Blue Thumb label out in California. I think that's kind of an interesting coincidence. One of my favorite musicians, I've done a show on Dan Hicks. He was one of the only other people that I'm familiar with from the Blue Thumb label. And the producer was Tommy LaPuma on that Alone Together album. And he also produced Dan Hicks recordings at the same time. So I just love that recording. That was 1970. The next year, 1971, Dave Mason does an amazing album in a collaboration with Cass Elliott, who was one of the lead singers in the Mamas and the Papas. And we have to hear one of these songs. This is a duet with Dave Mason and Cass Elliott from their 1971 Blue Thumb release. This song is called Walk to the Point, Dave Mason and Cass Elliott. Dave Mason and Cass Elliott, Walk to the Point. All right, my name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So, Dave Mason, fascinating musical career. Throughout the 70s, first of all, that was his last recording on Blue Thumb Records. They release one more album called Headkeeper. And then he signs up with Columbia Records. And once he goes to Columbia, it's a strange thing. He doesn't really have his record sales are really low, let's face it. He wasn't very successful at selling recordings that he did with Columbia in the 70s and the 80s. But the thing is that he was touring at that time, and he would completely sell out any venue, like Madison Square Garden. So it's kind of interesting. In the 80s, he does a duet with Michael Jackson. In the mid 90s, he joins Fleetwood Mac. He was a good friend of Mick Fleetwood's, and he records an album with them in the mid 90s. He continues to tour. In 2002, he released a DVD, a live recording, Live at Sunrise, recorded in Florida. And he's actively touring constantly. In fact, this month, January 2011, he's on tour right now in Texas. He's in Houston and he's in Austin. He's very active politically. He's involved in a lot of philanthropy. In 2005, he joins the board of a nonprofit organization called Little Kids Rock, and they give free musical instruments and lessons to kids in public schools in the States. He's also involved with a program called Work Vessels for Veterans, and it works with veterans transitioning to civilian life. He's got an amazing life. He releases a new studio album in October of 2008. So we're going to listen to a couple of recordings. The album is called 26 Letters and 12 Notes. So, you know, there's 26 letters in the alphabet and there's 12 notes in an octave, 12 half steps in an octave. So I think that's an interesting title for Dave Mason. This is his first studio recording in almost 20 years. And I think it's incredible to listen to, you know, a musician of his stature and how he has been so flexible and worked with so many different people and is still such an incredible songwriter. Let's listen to a couple of tracks from this October 2008 release. We're going to start with How Do I Get to Heaven by Dave Mason, followed by Passing Through the Flame. Dave Mason, 26 letters and 12 notes.
Days are passing and the time is growing near. We all trying to figure out what we're doing here. Reflections and deceptions are creeping in. Feel your head and your mind start to spin. How do I get to heaven? Take me back to where the road begins. How do I get to heaven? You know, running through my head, I'm left with photographs and things I should have said. You'll never know until it's gone. The love you had was the love you lost. How do I get to heaven?
The things that made us blind to what we had.
This is Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program, the British musician Dave Mason. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming online at WJFF Radio.